Act 4. A cell in Salem Jail that fall. At the back is a high barred window. Near it, a great heavy door. Along the walls are two benches. The place is in darkness, but for the moonlight seeping through the bars, it appears empty. Presently, footsteps are heard coming down a corridor beyond the wall. Keys rattle, and the door swings open. Marshal Herrick enters with a lantern. He is nearly drunk and heavy-footed. He goes to a bench and nudges a bundle of rags lying on it.
Sarah, wake up. Sarah Good.
Oh, Majesty. Come in. Tejima, he's here. His Majesty's come.
Go to the north cell. This place is wanted now.
That don't look to me like His Majesty. Look to me like the Marshal.
Get along with you now. Clear this place.
Oh, is it you, Marshal? I thought sure you'd be the devil coming for us.
And where are you off to, Sarah?
We going to Barbados. Soon the devil gets here with the feathers and the wings.
Ho-ho! A happy voyage to you.
A pair of bluebirds winging southerly, the two of us. Oh, it'd be a grand transformation, Marshal.
You'd best give me that or you'll never rise off the ground. Now come along now.
I'll speak to him for you if he desires to come along, Marshal.
I'd not refuse it, Tituba. It's the proper morning to fly into hell.
Oh, it be no hell in Barbados. Devil him be a pleasure man in Barbados. Him be singing and dancing in Barbados. It's you folks. You rile him up around here. It be too cold around here for that old boy. He frees his soul in Massachusetts, but in Barbados, he just as sweet and... Aye, sir, that's him, Sarah.
I'm here, Majesty.
They hurriedly pick up their rags as Hopkins, a guard, enters.
The deputy governor's arrived.
Come along.
No, he coming for me. I'm going home.
That's not Satan, just a poor old cow with a hatful of milk. Now come along now. Out with you.
Take me home, devil. Take me home.
Tell him I'm going, Tituba. Now you tell him Sarah Good is going too.
In the corridor outside, Tituba calls on.
Take me home, devil. Devil, take me home.
And Hopkins' voice orders her to...
Move on!
Herrick returns and begins to push old rags and straw into a corner. Hearing footsteps, he turns and enter Danforth and Judge Hawthorne. They are in greatcoats and wear hats against the bitter cold. They are followed in by Cheever, who carries a dispatch case and a flat wooden box containing his writing materials.
Good morning, Excellency.
Where's Mr. Parris?
I'll fetch him.
Marshal, when did Reverend Hale arrive?
It were toward midnight, I think.
What is he about here?
He goes among them that will hang, sir. And he prays with them. He sits with Gertie Nurse now, and Mr. Parris with him.
Indeed. That man have no authority to enter here, Marshal. Why have you let him in?
Why, Mr. Parris, command me, sir. I cannot deny him.
Are you drunk, Marshal?
No, sir. It is a bitter night, and I have no fire here.
Fetch Mr. Parris.
Aye, sir.
There is a prodigious stench in this place.
I have only now cleared the people out for you.
Beware hard drink, Marshal.
Aye, sir.
He waits an instant for further orders, but Danforth, in dissatisfaction, turns his back on him, and Herrick goes out. There is a pause. Danforth stands in thought.
Let you question Hale, Excellency. I should not be surprised he have been preaching in Andover lately.
We'll come to that. Speak nothing of Andover. Parris prays with him. That's strange.
He blows on his hands, moves toward the window, and looks out.
Excellency, I wonder if it be wise to let Mr. Parris so continuously with the prisoners. I think sometimes the man has a mad look these days.
Mad?
I met him yesterday coming out of his house, and I bid him good morning, and he wept and went his way. I think it is not well the village sees him so unsteady.
Perhaps he have some sorrow.
I think it be the cows, sir.
Cows?
There be so many cows wandering the high roads, now their masters are in the jails, and much disagreement who they will belong to now. I know Mr. Paris be arguing with farmers all yesterday. There is great contention, sir, about the cows. Contention make him weep, sir. It were always a man that weep for contention.
He turns, as do Hawthorne and Danforth, hearing someone coming up the corridor. Danforth raises his head as Paris enters. He is gaunt, frightened, and sweating in his greatcoat.
Oh, good morning, sir. Thank you for coming. I beg your pardon, waking you so early. Good morning, Judge Hawthorne.
Reverend Hale have no right to enter.
Excellency,
this...
a moment.
Do you leave him alone with the prisoners?
What's his business here?
Excellency, hear me. It is a providence. Reverend Hale has returned to bring Rebecca Nurse to God.
He bids her confess.
Hear me. Rebecca have not given me a word this 3 months since she came. Now she sits with him and her sister and Martha Corey and two or three others, and he pleads with them, confess their crimes and save their lives.
Why, this is indeed a providence. And they soften? They soften?
Not yet. Not yet. But I thought to summon you, sir, that we might think on whether it be not wise to... I had thought to put a question, sir, and I hope you will...
Mr. Paris, be plain. What troubles you?
There is news, sir, that the court must reckon with. My niece, sir, my niece, I believe she has vanished.
Vanished?
I had thought to advise you of it earlier in the week, but...
Why? How long is she gone?
This be the third night. You see, sir, she told me she would stay a night with Mercy Lewis, and next day, when she does not return, I sent a Mr. Lewis to inquire. Mercy told him she would sleep in my house for a night.
They are both gone?
They are, sir.
I will send a party for them. Where may they be?
Excellency, I think they be aboard a ship. My daughter tells me how she heard them speaking of ships last week, and tonight I discover my strong box is broken too.
She have robbed you?
£31 is gone. I am penniless.
Mr. Paris, you are a brainless man.
Excellency, it profit nothing you should blame me. I cannot think they would run off except they fear to keep in Salem anymore. Mark it, sir. Abigail had close knowledge of the town, and since the news of Andover
has broken... remedied. The court returns there on Friday and will resume examinations.
I am sure of it, sir. But the rumor here speaks rebellion in Andover, and it...
There is no rebellion in Andover.
I tell you what is said here, sir. Andover have thrown out the court, they say, and will have no part of witchcraft. There be a faction here, feeding on that news, and I tell you true, sir. I fear there will be riot here.
Riot? Why, at every execution I have seen naught but high satisfaction in the town.
Judge Hawthorne, it were another sort that hanged till now. Rebecca Nurse is no Bridget that lived 3 years with Bishop before she married him. John Proctor is not Isaac Ward that drank his family to ruin. I would to God it were not so, Excellency, but these people have great weight yet in the town. Let Rebecca stand upon the gibbet and send up some righteous prayer, and I fear she'll wake a vengeance on you. Excellency, she is condemned a witch. The court
have... Pray, how do you propose, then?
Excellency, I would postpone these hangings for a time.
There will be no postponement.
Now Mr. Hale's returned, there is hope, I think. For if he bring even one of these to God, that confession surely damns the others in the public eye, and none may doubt more that they are all linked to hell. This way, unconfessed and claiming innocence, doubts are multiplied. Many honest people will weep for them, and our good purpose is lost in their tears.
Give me the list.
Cheever opens the dispatch case. Searches.
It cannot be forgot, sir, that when I summoned the congregation for John Proctor's excommunication, there were hardly 30 people come to hear it. That speak of discontent, I think.
There will be no postponement.
Excellent.
Now, sir, which of these, in your opinion, may be brought to God? I will myself strive with him till dawn.
There is not sufficient time till dawn.
I shall do my utmost. Which of them do you have hope for?
Excellency, a dagger.
What do you say?
Tonight, when I opened my door to leave my house, a dagger clattered to the ground. You cannot hang this sort. There is danger for me. I dare not step outside at night.
Reverend Hale enters. They look at him for an instant in silence. He is steeped in sorrow, exhausted, and more direct than he ever was.
Accept my congratulations, Reverend Hale. We're gladdened to see you return to your good work.
You must pardon them. They will not budge.
Herrick enters, waits.
You must understand, sir, I cannot pardon these when 12 are already hanged for the same crime. It is not just.
Rebecca will not confess.
The sun will rise in a few minutes, Excellency. I must have more time.
Now hear me, and beguile yourselves no more. I will not receive a single plea for pardon or postponement. Them that will not confess will hang. 12 are already executed. The names of these 7 are given out, and the village expects to see them die this morning. Postponement now speaks of floundering on my part. Reprieve or pardon must cast doubt upon the guilt of them that died till now. While I speak God's law, I will not crack its voice with whimpering. If retaliation is your fear, know this. I should hang 10,000 that dared to rise against the law, and an ocean of salt tears could not melt the resolution of the statutes. Now draw yourselves up like men and help me, as you are bound by heaven to do. Have you spoken with them all, Mr. Hale?
All but Proctor. He is in the dungeon.
What's Proctor's way now?
He sits like some great bird. You'd not know he'd lived, except he'd take food from time to time.
His wife. His wife must be well on with child now.
She is, sir.
What think you, Mr. Parris? You have closer knowledge of this man. Might her presence soften him?
It is possible, sir. He have not laid eyes on her these 3 months. I should summon her.
Is he yet adamant? Has he struck at you again?
He cannot, sir. He is chained to the wall now.
Fetch Goody Proctor to me. Then let you bring him up.
Aye, sir.
Excellency, if you postpone a week and publish to the town that you are striving for their confessions, that speak mercy on your part, not faltering.
Mr. Hale, as God have not empowered me like Joshua to stop this sun from rising, so I cannot withhold from them the perfection of their punishment.
If you think God wills you to raise rebellion, Mr. Danforth, you are mistaken.
You have heard rebellion spoken in the town?
Excellency, there are orphans wandering from house to house. Abandoned cattle bellow on the high roads. The stink of rotting crops hangs everywhere. And no man knows when the harlot's cry will end his life. And you wonder yet if rebellion spoke? Better you should marvel how they do not burn your province.
Mr. Hale, have you preached in Andover this month?
Thank God they have no need of me in Andover.
You baffle me, sir. Why have you returned here?
Why, it is all simple. I come to do the devil's work. I come to counsel Christians they should belie themselves. There is blood on my head. Can you not see the blood on my head?
Hush!
For he has heard footsteps. They all face the door. Herrick enters with Elizabeth. Her wrists are linked by heavy chain, which Herrick now removes. Her clothes are dirty. Her face is pale and gaunt. Herrick goes out.
Goody Proctor. I hope you are hearty.
I am yet 6 months before my time.
Pray be at your ease. We come not for your life. Mr. Hale, will you speak with the woman?
Goody Proctor, your husband is marked to hang this morning.
I have heard it.
You know, do you not, that I have no connection with the court? I come of my own, Goody Proctor. I would save your husband's life, for if he is taken, I count myself his murderer. Do you understand me?
What do you want of me?
Goody Proctor, I have gone this 3 months like our Lord into the wilderness. I have sought a Christian way, for damnation's doubled on a minister who counsels men to lie.
It is no lie. You cannot speak of lies.
It is a lie. They are innocent.
I hear no more of that.
Let you not mistake your duty as I mistook my own. I came into this village like a bridegroom to his beloved, bearing gifts of high religion. The very crowns of holy law I brought, and what I touched with my bright confidence, it died. And where I turned the eye of my great faith, blood flowed up. Beware, Goody Proctor. Cleave to no faith when faith brings blood. It is mistaken law that leads you to sacrifice. Life, woman, life is God's most precious gift. No principle, however glorious, may justify the taking of it. I beg you, woman, prevail upon your husband to confess. Let him give his lie. Quail not before God's judgment in this, for it may well be God damns a liar less than he that throws his life away for pride. Will you plead with him? I cannot think he will listen to another.
I think that be the devil's argument.
Woman, before the laws of God, we are as swine. We cannot read his will.
I cannot dispute with you, sir. I lack learning for it.
Goody Proctor, you are not summoned here for disputation. Be there no wifely tenderness within you? He will die with the sunrise. Your husband, do you understand it? What say you? Will you contend with him? Are you stone? I tell you true, woman, had I no other proof of your unnatural life, your dry eyes now would be sufficient evidence that you delivered up your soul to hell. A very ape would weep at such calamity. Have the devil dried up any tear of pity in you? Take her out. It profit nothing she should speak to him.
Let me speak with him, Excellency.
You'll strive with him?
Will you plead for his confession, or will you not?
I promise nothing. Let me speak with him.
A sound. The sibilance of dragging feet on stone. They turn. A pause. Herrick enters with John Proctor. His wrists are chained. He is another man. Bearded, filthy, his eyes misty as though webs had overgrown them. He halts inside the doorway, his eyes caught by the sight of Elizabeth. The emotion flowing between them prevents anyone from speaking for an instant. Now Hale, visibly affected, goes to Danforth and speaks quietly.
Pray leave them, Excellency.
Mr. Proctor, you have been notified, have you not? I see light in the sky, Mr. Let you counsel with your wife, and may God help you turn your back on hell.
Excellency, let...
Danforth brushes past Hale and walks out. Hale follows. Cheever stands and follows. Hawthorne behind. Herrick goes. Paris, from a safe distance, offers...
If you desire a cup of cider, Mr. Proctor, I am sure I...
Proctor turns an icy stare at him, and he breaks off. Paris raises his palms toward Proctor.
God lead you now.
Paris goes out. Alone, Proctor walks to her, halts. It is though they stood in a spinning world. It is beyond sorrow, above it. He reaches out his hand as though toward an embodiment not quite real. And as he touches her, a strange, soft sound, half laughter, half amazement, comes from his throat. He pats her hand. She covers his hand with hers. And then, weak, he sits. Then she sits, facing him.
The child?
It grows.
There is no word of the boys?
They're well. Rebecca's Samuel keeps them.
You have not seen them?
I have not.
You are a marvel, Elizabeth.
You have been tortured?
Aye. They come for my life now.
I know it.
None have yet confessed?
There be many confessed.
Who are they?
There be 100 or more, they say. Goody Ballard is one. Isaiah Goodkind is one. There be many.
Rebecca?
Not Rebecca. She is 1 foot in heaven now. Naught may hurt her more.
And Giles?
You have not heard of it.
I hear nothing where I am kept.
Giles is dead.
When were he hanged?
He were not hanged. He would not answer aye or nay to his indictment. For if he denied the charge, they'd hang him surely, and auction out his property. So he stand mute, and died Christian under the law. And so his sons will have his farm. It is the law, for he could not be condemned a wizard without he answer the indictment, aye or nay.
Then how does he die?
They press him, John.
Press?
Great stones they lay upon his chest until he plead aye or nay. They say he give them but 2 words. More weight, he says. And died.
More weight?
Aye. It were a fearsome man, Giles Corey.
I have been thinking I would confess to them, Elizabeth. What say you if I give them that?
I cannot judge you, John.
What would you have me do?
As you will, I would have it. I want you living, John. That's sure.
Giles' wife? Have she confessed?
She will not.
It is a pretense, Elizabeth.
What is?
I cannot mount the gibbet like a saint. It is a fraud. I am not that man. My honesty is broke, Elizabeth. I am no good man. Nothing spoiled by giving them this lie that would not rotten long before.
And yet you've not confessed till now? That speak goodness in you.
Spite only keeps me silent. It is hard to give a lie to dogs. I would have your forgiveness, Elizabeth.
It is not for me to give, John.
I'd have you see some honesty in it. Let them that never lied die now to keep their souls. It is pretense for me, a vanity that will not blind God nor keep my children out of the wind. What say you?
John, it come to naught that I should forgive you if you'll not forgive yourself. It is not my soul, John. It is yours.
He stands as though in physical pain, slowly rising to his feet with a great immortal longing to find his answer. It is difficult to say, and she is on the verge of tears.
Only be sure of this, for I know it now. Whatever you will do, it is a good man, does it? I have read my heart this 3 month, John. I have sins of my own to count. It needs a cold wife to prompt lechery.
Enough, enough.
Better you should know me.
I will not hear it. I know you.
You take my sins upon
no,
you,
no, I
John.
Take my own. My own.
John, I counted myself so plain, so poorly made, no honest love could come to me. Suspicion kissed you when I did. I never knew how I should say my love. It were a cold house I kept.
In fright, she swerves as Hawthorne enters.
What say you, Proctor? The sun is soon up.
Proctor, his chest heaving, stares, turns to Elizabeth.
She comes to him as though to plead, her voice quaking.
Do what you will, but let none be your judge. There be no higher judge under heaven than Proctor is. Forgive me. Forgive me, John. I never knew such goodness in the world.
Proctor turns from her to Hawthorne.
I want my life.
You'll confess yourself?
I will have my life.
God be praised. It is a providence. He will confess. Proctor will confess.
Why do you cry it? It is evil, is it not? It is evil.
I cannot judge you, John. I cannot.
Then who will judge me? God in heaven, what is John Proctor? What is John Proctor? I think it is honest. I think so. I am no saint. Let Rebecca go like a saint. For me, it is fraud.
Voices are heard in the hall, speaking together in suppressed excitement.
I am not your judge. I cannot be. Do as you will. Do as you will.
Would you give them such a lie? Say it. Would you ever give them this? You would not. If tongs of fire were singeing you, you would not. It is evil. Good then. It is evil, and I do it.
Hawthorne enters with Danforth, and with them Cheever, Paris, and Hale. It is a businesslike, rapid entrance, as though the ice had been broken.
Praise to God, man. Praise to God. You shall be blessed in heaven for this.
Cheever has hurried to the bench with pen, ink, and paper. Proctor watches him.
Now then, let us have it. Are you ready, Mr. Cheever?
Why must it be written?
Why, for the good instruction of the village, mister. This we shall post upon the church door. Where is the marshal?
Marshal, hurry!
Now then, mister, will you speak slowly and directly to the point for Mr. Cheever's sake?
He is on record now and is really dictating to Cheever, who writes.
Mr. Proctor, have you seen the devil in your life? Come, man, there is light in the sky. The town waits at the scaffold. I would give out the news. Did you see the devil?
I did.
Praise God.
And when he come to you, what were his demand? Did he bid you to do his work upon the earth?
He did.
And you bound yourself to his service?
Danforth turns as Rebecca Nurse enters, with Herrick helping to support her. She is barely able to walk.
Come in, woman.
Ah, John. You are well then, eh?
Proctor turns his face to the wall.
Courage, man, courage. Let her witness your good example, that she may come to God herself. Now hear it, goody nurse. Say on, Mr. Proctor. Did you bind yourself to the devil's service?
Why, John.
I did.
Now, woman, you surely see it profit nothing to keep this conspiracy any further. Will you confess yourself with him?
Oh, John, God send his mercy on you.
I say, will you confess yourself, goody nurse?
Why, it is a lie. It is a lie. How may I damn myself? I cannot, I cannot.
Mr. Proctor, when the devil came to you, did you see Rebecca Nurse in his company? Come, man, take courage. Did you ever see her with the devil?
No.
Danforth, now sensing trouble, glances at John and goes to the table and picks up a sheet, the list of condemned.
Did you ever see her sister, Mary Eastie, with the devil?
No, I did not.
Did you ever see Martha Corey with the devil?
I did not.
Did you ever see anyone with the devil?
I did not.
Proctor, you mistake me. I am not empowered to trade your life for a lie. You have most certainly seen some person with the devil. Mr. Proctor, a score of people have already testified they saw this woman with the devil.
Then it is proved. Why must I say it?
Why must you say it? Why, you should rejoice to say it if your soul is truly purged of any love for hell.
They think to go like saints. I like not to spoil their names.
Mr. Proctor, do you think they go like saints?
This woman never thought she'd done the devil's work.
Look, you, sir, I think you mistake your duty here. It matters nothing what she thought. She is convicted of the unnatural murder of children, and you for sending your spirit out upon Mary Warren. Now, your soul alone is the issue here, mister, and you will prove its whiteness, or you cannot live in a Christian country. Will you tell me now what persons conspired with you in the devil's company? To your knowledge, was Rebecca Nurse
ever... I speak my own sins. I cannot judge another. I have no tongue for it.
Excellency, it is enough he confess himself. Let him sign it. Let him sign it.
It is a great service, sir. It is a weighty name. It will strike the village that Proctor confess. I beg you, let him sign it. The sun is up, Excellency.
Come. Then sign your testimony. Give it to him.
Cheever goes to Proctor, the confession and a pen in hand. Proctor does not look at it.
Come, man, sign it.
You have all witnessed it. It is enough.
You will not sign it?
You have all witnessed it. What more is needed?
Do you sport with me? You will sign your name, or it is no confession, mister.
His breast heaving with agonized breathing, Proctor now lays the paper down and signs his name.
Praise be to the Lord!
Proctor has just finished signing when Danforth reaches for the paper. But Proctor snatches it up, and now a wild terror is rising in him, and a boundless anger.
If you please, sir.
No.
Mr. Proctor, I must
no,
have...
No, no. I have signed it. You have seen me. It is done. You have no need for this.
Proctor, the village must have...
Damn the village! I confess to God, and God has seen my name on this. It is enough.
No, sir, it is...
You came to save my soul, did you not? Hear. I have confessed myself. It is enough.
You have not...
I have confessed myself. Is there no good penitence but it be public? God does not need my name nailed upon the church. God sees my name. God knows how black my sins are. It is enough.
Mr. Proctor.
You will not use me. I am no Sarah Good or Tituba. I am John Proctor. You will not use me. It is no part of salvation that you should use me.
I do not wish...
I have three children. How may I teach them to walk like men in the world? And I sold my friends.
You have not sold your
friends. Beguile me not. I blacken all of them when this is nailed to the church, the very day they hang for silence.
Mr. Proctor, I must have good and legal proof.
You are the High Court. Your word is good enough. Tell them I confessed myself. Say Proctor broke his knees and wept like a woman. Say what you will, but my name cannot...
It is the same, is it not, if I report it or you sign to it?
No, it is not the same. What others say and what I sign to is not the same.
Why? Do you mean to deny this confession when you are free?
I mean to deny nothing.
Then explain to me, Mr. Proctor, why you will not let...
Because it is my name! Because I cannot have another in my life. Because I lie and sign myself to lies. Because I am not worth the dust on the feet of them that hang. How may I live without my name? I have given you my soul. Leave me my name.
Is that document a lie? If it is a lie, I will not accept it. What say you? I will not deal in lies, mister. You will give me your honest confession in my hand, or I cannot keep you from the rope. Which way do you go, mister?
His breast heaving, his eyes staring, Proctor tears the paper and crumples it, and he is weeping in fury, but erect.
Marshal!
Proctor! Proctor!
Man, you will hang! You cannot!
I can. And there's your first marvel, that I can. You have made your magic. Now, for now, I do think I see some shred of goodness in John Proctor. Not enough to weave a banner with, but wide enough to keep it from such dogs.
Elizabeth, in a burst of terror, rushes to him and weeps against his hand.
No. Give them no tear. Tears pleasure them. Show honor now. Show a stony heart and sink them with it.
He has lifted her and kisses her now with great passion.
Let you fear nothing. Another judgment waits us all.
Hang them high over the town. Who weeps for these weeps for corruption.
He sweeps out past them. Herrick starts to lead Rebecca, who almost collapses. But Proctor catches her, and she glances up at him apologetically.
I've had no breakfast.
Come, man.
Herrick escorts them out, Hawthorne and Cheever behind them. Elizabeth stands staring at the empty doorway.
Go to him, Goody Proctor. There is yet time.
Elizabeth jerks about toward the window.
Go to him! Proctor! Proctor! Woman, plead with him. Woman! It is pride! It is vanity! Be his helper! What profit him to bleed? Shall the dust praise him? Shall the worms declare his truth? Go to him. Take his shame away.
He have his goodness now. God forbid I take it from him.
Pale weeps in frantic prayer, and the new sun is pouring in upon her face. And the drums rattle like bones in the morning air. The curtain falls.